With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome to the George Massey Show. So we just watched the premiere. Hope we did. We just watched the premiere of Love in Paradise Season 4. All new couples. It's like a brand new show. So Kara and Didi and I are going to break down the first episode for you guys. We're going to do like a little after show. I'm really excited, Joe, because this is a really good episode, and I'm really excited for the new season. Hello, Lori. Kara and Didi should be here in a sec. I can't wait to jump into this, guys. It's just season, really. So much craziness, so much drama. I mean, this has always been a good spinoff. Some people would rate this one better. Hey.
Hey.
So, this was an interesting premiere, right? How'd you feel?
I don't know.
I mean, I like it.
I don't know.
I thought it's
some weird folks already.
Well, yeah, I think the weirdness is going to be what's going to draw me in. I'm really excited to see what goes on. I mean, well, hold on. Kara's here. Well, let's just wait a second. Let's just wait before we get into anything so we can all be here. Kara, send a request. Kara, where you at? Oh, there it is. So, Kara, get in here. There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I already can't. I just want to start by saying I already can't.
No, I like it. That was my first question, first impression of the season. How do you feel? So, Kara says she can't. Didi, how do you feel?
Looks like
Didi. I don't know. I don't know. I think the worst one, not the worst one, but the one that really, really left me speechless was the one that is the sperm donor. That just really, I was like, what?
I'm literally speechless. I'm lying. I'm never speechless. But that one would make me speechless. All of these make me speechless. We've got a digging whore. We've got Tim 2.0. We have Kenny and Armando 2.0. We have, there's so much. There's just so
Kenny and Armando on steroids.
Literally.
You notice, though, that we have a Danielle 2.0 in the male form. So Luke is broke.
Yeah.
And he's the sugar daddy to Medellin. And I think that he reminds me of Danielle, right? Because he's like, he's got a ton of debt and he's pretending that he has all this money and he's like, hopefully she's happy that,
he
you
did,
know, she just got
have a ton
moving
of money.
Over there. And he is moving over there.
He did have a ton of money. He just lost his job, but she's still a gold digger. Like, that doesn't change that. Johan at least covered up that he was a gold digger right in the beginning. It wasn't until like season 597 that we found out that he just wanted the money.
Well, yeah. I think that she made it very clear when she, her interview package, she said that her passion, now some people are like, my passion is helping people. My passion is gardening. She was like, my passion is clothes.
So, my passion is money and boobs and everything that he can pay for.
So I was like, I think I know, you know, the extent of her IQ. You know, she was like, I just like clothes and money, and
and nice things, and she's a queen, she's a princess. And, you know, he took on the role. See, we watched this happen before. He took on the role as a sugar daddy. But now that he can't continue that role, he's like, well, hopefully she's just happy, you know, with me. And I'm like, bro, she was never just happy with you. Yeah. Like, if you didn't have any money, that relationship never would have existed. And he's living in L.A., and he said that he sent over $100,000 over the last year to give her this life. And now he's literally in debt. I was like, oh, man, if this isn't, well, not necessarily Danielle 2.0 complete, because Danielle didn't actually do anything for Johan. That was his biggest complaint was, where's my house? Where's my car? Where's my money? Where's all the stuff that you're supposed to give me? I have an American wife, and I'm broke. You know, I rent, you know, so he's like, I want to know where my stuff is. He did give her a good life. He just can't completely keep it going. You know, losing his job was a huge deal. He's cashing out his 401k. And,
but
you know,
that's also his own dumbass fault for taking too much time off. So,
well, yeah. There's a lot to this story, and I'm excited to see it because he wants to believe that she's going to be fine being with a broke man. And I'm thinking, like, her passion, she said, was clothes. And she said that she just likes to wear shirts where you can see her boobs because her boob job was so perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, I'm pretty sure,
well,
she's not.
At least her boobs look normal, where Jasmine's butt looks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when she said that she had a boob job, it wasn't evident to me until she said it, you know, because I was like, Jasmine, for instance, it's very evident when you see her based on the shape of her body and the shape of her boobs that they were added later. Like, yeah. when Meta Jean said, she's like, oh, my boob job, they're perfect. And I was like, they actually are. Because I didn't realize they were fake until you brought it up. They're not too big. They're not too small. That's the whole
also
point.
Also 19. So her boobs haven't even fully grown to what they would be. So they're going to change later. She's not even a whole adult yet.
Well, yeah. She's very young to be doing elective surgeries, especially, you know, like you said, when your body is still changing. But it wasn't her money, yeah. Right? It was Luke's money. Luke paid for it, so why not? So, I mean, I'm interested in seeing how this story turns out. Even though I know the outcome, I know what is going to happen. I know she's going to, because we saw the preview for the next part of the season, and she was like, where's the money? Mm-hmm. Where's the money? That's literally what she was saying. She was like, I need to see the money, and I don't see the money. So, Luke, I know how this is going to go. So, I'm just going to ride it out because I think it's going to be an interesting journey, so to speak. And I want to talk about Sean, who's 61, and it started out with Douglas, who's 25, and now it's ending with, it's transitioning into Aaliyah, which I love that name, by the way, Aaliyah. So Sean and Aaliyah have been dating, and he was with Douglas for all this time, over a year, and now he kind of started and opened Pandora's box by taking Douglas wig shopping for a pride event. Then Douglas, well, he said that Douglas was always wearing makeup. So, and I think that he's basically opened Pandora's box, and Douglas has decided, you know, this is who I really am, you know, and sometimes you need that next step. Because she said coming from a conservative religious upbringing, you know, she was never able to be herself. Like, it was wrong, you know, and I can understand. I was raised in the church, and I know anybody in the church who was gay or lesbian or had sex before marriage, you know, everybody was like, oh, you're making a horrible mistake. You're going to hell. Like, so I totally understand that situation. But now that she's transitioning into Aaliyah, how does that affect the relationship? Because Sean said that he was obviously married to a woman in the past, but he's been dating men after that. So how do you think that affects the relationship? Is it possible? Because it's the same person. The only thing that's changing is the outer appearance. So I want to get your opinion on that. So say you're in a relationship with a man, and then the man decides he wants to change and transition into a woman. What's going to change for you?
It depends on what changes for them. Like, if they become a whole different person, whole different personality, that's not who I fell in love with. So.
Ah, okay. So it depends on... If it's only physical, it'll be fine. But if it's more of a personality change and a physical change, it's almost like you're with a completely different person, right?
Because when people change, everything, I mean, not always, but everything about you changes. Just like, I don't know about everybody else, but when I get my hair done, I feel better about myself. I have more confidence, blah, blah, blah. So I can imagine when you're doing a drastic change like that, that's going to change a lot about them. So I guess if the personality changes and everything he fell in love with is different, then it's going to be very different.
Yeah, and I think Sean did say that Aaliyah is a lot different than Douglas. I think when he was explaining, he said that Douglas was more shy and timid and not in your face. And then he said when he saw her on the float in full female attire, she was dancing. She was almost a different person. I think you nailed it. I don't know how they're going to be able to make this relationship work, because technically when you transition and you change into a different person, I feel like you should change the relationship that you're in, you know, because you're basically shedding old skin and becoming a new person. So it's weird to bring old things from your old life with you. Like, cause that was the weirdest thing for me. I was like, well, if she's now Aaliyah, she would want to start over fresh. Like, it's almost like you just got divorced and now you're hitting the market as a new person.
Yeah.
Like, why would you bring Sean with you? You know, I didn't understand that, but if they do have a strong relationship, I don't know how it's going to figure into a different personality. And it's pretty clear that Douglas is more comfortable as Aaliyah. We saw the clue package of who she was and how she was living her life. And it's clear that that's who she wants to be. So I'm excited to see that, because I want to see if it's going to blow up.
He actually opened that Pandora's box, because Douglas was more cool, calm, and collected, but whenever he talked him into putting on the wig, putting on the dress, getting on the float, opened up this whole new world, and it really boosted his self-esteem to now where he wants to be. He doesn't want to no longer be looked at as a man. He wants to be looked at as a woman, and his self-esteem is through the roof.
I hate taking it to the level of Kenny and Armando and referring to that again, but that was all I could think about. So it's about the same age gap. I mean, it's 36 years age difference. Sean fell in love with Douglas, plain and simple, just like Kenny fell in love with Armando. If Armando said, I feel like I want to be a female, I think Kenny would have a really freaking hard time adjusting to that. I realize it's different people, different things, but that's a pretty big, I mean, I noticed that Sean's already calling Douglas Aaliyah, calling him her. So he's accepting part of it, but I don't think it's going to work. I think she's going to end up pushing him away.
Yeah, because he actually said he was not going. Aaliyah is wanting him to kill off Douglas, and he said that's how can he kill him off when that's the person that he fell in love with. He didn't fall in love with Aaliyah. He fell in love with Douglas. Yeah. He's not a straight man. He's a gay man.
Yeah.
Well, he did say that he was married to a woman, so Sean was married to a woman.
But they were married for 14 years, but since they've been divorced, he's only dated men.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's another thing, because if you're gay and you're a man and you only are attracted to men, even knowing, because we kind of saw this a little bit with Nikki Exotica and Igor, you know, it's hard for you to become attracted to something that you might not be naturally attracted to. Right? Like, Sean might be at the point in his life, he's 61 years old, he tried the women thing, he might not have liked it, and he's set where he's at. So now, at that age, it's hard for you to ask somebody to restructure their thinking of what they're attracted to and what they want, you know? And I think that, you know, I also saw that the transition is not done yet. So this was kind of what was going on in my mind when I was watching the show. How far is the transition going to go? Is Aaliyah going to change fully into a woman? Because that would definitely...
She's only 25, so yeah, I think she will.
Yeah, and I think that's going to make it a lot more complicated for Sean to accept, you know, because being in a relationship with a man and being attracted to that and then changing, because essentially he's going to now be in a relationship with a full-on woman, right? Parts and everything, kind of like with Nikki and Igor. Like, you're basically dating a completely different person. That's why I think it's weird that they're going to try and make it work. You would kind of end all of your ties and relationships when you do this, and then you would start over, because it's a lot to ask somebody to just say, oh, hey, I know we fell in love and I was a man, I'm now a woman, I want you to love me the exact same way, I want you to be attracted to me the exact same way. It's just, it's a huge ask of anyone, you know? And it's like, I know that stranger things have happened, right? We've watched relationships and we've watched polygamy, polyamorous, we've watched so many things and people make it work. I just don't know at 61 years old if he's got the energy to make something like that work. You know, when as you get older, you get stuck into what you like, you know what you like, you know what you don't like, and you don't want to open the box of realm of all the different things that could be. You just want to do what you want to do.
Also, what the hell are these men doing that are in their 60s that make them look like they're in their freaking 30s?
Yeah, did you notice the app photos that they showed of Sean that he sent to Douglas? He looked really young in those pictures. It reminded me of Rebecca. Remember Rebecca and Zayed? Because I was like, I wonder if that conversation ever came up between Sean and Douglas when they actually met in person, because he still doesn't look 61, but he definitely looked like he was 40 in those pictures that he sent over. And I was like, I wonder if that ever came up. Do people ever bring that up? Because I think that it's, I don't want to call it catfishing, but it's almost like bait and switch.
It's bait and switch, right?
So you see these pictures, you think you know what the person looks like, and then you meet them in person and you're like, whoa, you look like 10 years older than these photos. They're generated, what do you call it, AI generated, mm-hmm. where you use these filters and it makes you look like a different person. And I noticed a lot of that when they were showing those pictures that Sean sent to Douglas in the beginning of their relationship. So I'm beginning to wonder if that's going to be an issue, because thinking of Aaliyah turning into a 25-year-old woman, a young, attractive, beautiful woman, what she's attracted to could change as well. But what if she doesn't want to be with a 61-year-old anymore and she wants to be with a 25-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, because that could also go into play as well. Your type could vary based on who you are or what you feel inside.
Yeah.
So if she feels like, oh, I'm a beautiful 25-year-old woman, she might not see herself with a 61-year-old man anymore. You know, that might be who she was as Douglas, not who she is as Aaliyah. So it's going to be really interesting to play out this relationship. But my favorites this season, I already know, I've already called it, is Kyle and Annie. And there's just so much to get into with this because...
The one that has 1,000 kids is your favorite?
Yes, he has. Hold on. He has 71
children. 71
children. And 9.
Are you serious?
And 9 that are currently in process at filming, meaning that the women were pregnant. But so I can put my notes down because I already know what I'm saying. So this situation is really interesting because I am fully aware of what artificial insemination is, IVF. You know, we've been doing the podcast. I've been watching the show a long time. But Kyle physically inseminates women, which I don't want to say it's weird, but it is weird. But the weird part about it is this is a hobby. He doesn't get paid, right? So we know
that. I don't believe that.
How freaking bad I wanted a baby, I would never sleep with that guy. So he's full of shit.
So you think that there's money being exchanged? Do you believe that?
Yes.
There has to be.
If he's sleeping with these women, is because he's a little whore dog. If he's like donating his sperm, maybe. You know what I'm saying? And then how does he know that he has those many children? Because the people that I know that's done IVF, the other gender didn't even know if you don't even know who the child belongs to.
Yep.
They just
apparently you he puts himself out
what
there.
Culture or what race you want, and that's what they give you.
So from what I understand, he puts himself out there. There's like a group on Facebook, and he finds women or lesbian couples that want to have children. And from what I understand, he keeps in touch with these people. Like, he knows the process.
I don't give a shit. Lesbian, not lesbian, just want a kid for funsies, just want to get laid for funsies. Nobody's hitting this guy up. There's a ton of guys out there that would be like, hell yeah, I'll have sex with you if you have a kid. Don't ever call me again. There's a ton out there. And they're way better looking. They speak more eloquently. They have better jobs. All the things that he doesn't have. He's so full of shit. I can't even with this guy.
And what is these? What did he call it? Steps that Andy's gonna have to take, these our credits or something.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Like, okay, so seriously. Come on now.
Is, I think 3 points is for a kiss. 5 points was a kiss with tongue, and then 10 points was full-on sex. So he said that even though he has sex with random women that he doesn't know anything about, he doesn't want to have sex with Annie right away because he doesn't want to give it all up. He's kind of playing, in a way, a male version of Hard to Get. Like, he wants to build a relationship and a bond.
No. He was with a woman the day before Annie got there. Nope. He was fixing to have sex with a woman the day before Annie got there on the floor.
Natural insemination, which is a term that is new to me. I've never heard this. And again, like Carl, like you said, I want to meet the women who are okay with this, because I don't know a lot of women who just randomly meet a guy on the internet and then he flies to you.
And then you meet in a freaking hotel, have sex on the floor, and hope for a baby. No.
It's craziness.
Look, I know it only takes one time to get pregnant, but there is no way just with one time he gets somebody pregnant every time. I mean, come on.
Let's talk about the 50 million pills that he takes that increases his sperm count by like millions. So he's showing us all these pills, and he says that he does
vitamins,
and he does like 3 to 4 donations a month. I think that's what he said on the show. And he has super sperm, apparently, where he can get women pregnant at a super high rate, which I'm not a doctor. I don't know how any of this works. I know that some people say it takes a year to get pregnant, you know, like unless you're a teenager. It's usually not going to happen on the first time, but he's making it seem like because he flies to wherever the woman is. It's not like he's going to be there for months at a time. And he makes it seem like he gets her pregnant on the first try every single time.
So you mean to tell me this man pays for his airfare, pays for his food, pays for the room or wherever they're going to be having their sex time, pumps her one time, and then just magically gets her pregnant and then flies to the next woman? I mean, do we have stupid written across our head or something? Because apparently he thinks we do.
There is literally no woman in the world that says, I cannot wait to sleep with this guy and make a baby. No woman.
Well, and this is a hobby, which is insane to me. Because like for hobby, I like to travel. I like theme parks. This guy says that his hobby is inseminating women.
Well, when you can't get laid in your home state, in your home city, I guess you got to fly around the world and hope someone will hit you in the hotel.
I know that when women are picking a donor, I've seen the process on TV, on shows and stuff. There's like a book. There's like education. The women get to see a picture of the man, so because they want to know what their child is going to look like. And a lot of people, like you said, on X and our Twitter, were saying, well, who's paying for this face? You know, like I guess they're not paying, but who's picking this face? Like they're like, oh, I want my baby to look just like this guy. No offense, but you know, women are very picky when it comes to picking a donor, because they, first of all, when you're doing this insemination process, it's a different type of situation. You might be a single mother, so it's just going to be you taking care of the baby, or it's a lesbian couple. So you want to make sure the baby in some way, shape, or form resembles you in some way. So you have to find someone who has similar features to you, you know, in order to make that child look more to fit into your family. It's just insanity to me that it's a hobby for him and women are buying into the hobby willingly. You know, I've met women like in life.
He's full of shit. I can grab a map of the world and start coloring little spots and say, okay, let's go to Asia. Let's go to Thailand. Now, look, I have kids everywhere. There's literally no proof of any of this. This guy is so full of shit. It's going to be such a long season with it starting this way.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it, because there's no office or people keeping records. So I guess, like you're saying, you can say anything you want to say, because in the actual process of insemination or IVF, there's an office that you visit, there's records, people who come in and give donations, they do blood work on them, they make sure that they're medically fit, they take down, you know, information of who you are. Obviously, they don't give it to the person who's receiving the donation, but on both ends, legally, if they were to go in and get audited, they could go in and say, okay, this person gave this donation and we gave it to this person, yeah. This person gave birth. There's no paper trail. Yeah. And I think what's really weird for me is he said that it's no money being exchanged either, which makes me wonder if what he's doing is illegal in some way. Because Obviously we know he's getting paid. It's impossible that he would have enough money as an accountant to travel all the time, all over the world, to inseminate all these people. So I'm wondering if him saying, oh, well, this is just a fun hobby that I don't get paid for, is a way of him getting out of, because what I'm sure that this is regulated in some way, right? Like, the government always has their hand in everything. So I'm pretty sure that you can't just wake up one day and decide to be a business of sperm donation without any regulation. You know, it has to be some sort of money being exchanged. I can't imagine, because, you know, for some people, they pay up to $100,000 to get a donor and be inseminated. Like, this is a huge banking business. You know, we saw Kenny and Armando talking about the journey. And how much did the person in Mexico say it was going to cost? Like, it's $50,000 or $60,000, like, right?
$78,000 or
something. $78,000, right. So can you imagine somebody just doing this for free when you could be making that much money? It's just, it's insanity. And
I know a couple that they paid almost $300,000.
There's literally
it is not cheap. There is no way there's no money being, no.
There's no woman that's going to listen to the way he talks and say excited. And say, gosh, I hope my kid gets this traits. Not a chance at all.
That's a good point, TJ. She says, what about STDs? Because that would be my first question. Because again, this has to be regulated, because if he is having sex with random people that he doesn't know, or who's doing the blood test and the STD test? You know, this is something that would be done at the clinic. You go to a doctor's office in a clinic, they would test everyone, they would run blood work on everyone, because, you know, you want to make sure that person doesn't have a family history of cancer or anything serious. No one is doing that.
Yeah.
So that is, like, a really good point. Like, who's testing him to make sure he's not giving people chlamydia, right? Yeah. Like, this is, it's, I don't know. And Annie met him because she reached out regarding getting a sperm donation from him, and then it turned into a relationship. And, like, any normal warm-blooded woman, she said that if they were to have a relationship, she's going to need him at the very least to stop having natural insemination with women, which I think, I don't know, any woman would just say stop doing it altogether, right? Like, that's what any normal thinking woman would say. But she said at the very least, he can't do that anymore. And it almost seemed like in the previews for the rest of the season, his hobby is way more important than anyone else in his life, because he's like, there's no chance I can stop inseminating people. Yeah. Which, I don't know. There was a show, it came on Netflix, I think, about a doctor who, I don't know how related to this it is or not, but he owned a clinic, and women were coming in there, and he was telling the women he was giving them donations from other women. It was all his.
Yep.
Do you remember that show?
Yep.
It was based on a true story. I think it happened in the U. Did it happen in the UK?
If I'm thinking correctly. I don't remember where it happened, but
It gave me those vibes. Except he's not lying to anybody. Obviously, he's telling them what's really going on. But I'm pretty sure that doctor went to jail.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did, because people were going in and they were paying, and he was giving them a profile of a man that did not exist. He was inseminating all of these women himself. And it gave me those vibes. And I was like, I don't know what the legalities of this is, but him going on TV might not be the best course of action.
So you mean to tell me they met online because she's looking to have another child?
Yes.
Then they magically start dating. And then he flies wherever it is, Malta. That she's at.
Yeah.
Okay. She has to do all these credits just to be able to get a kiss from him.
Yes. And I forgot to mention, he subtracts points too. So, like, she gets points, like, eating healthy, she gets points. But if she smokes a cigarette or has a glass of wine, he takes points away.
Dude, if I was with him, I would be in the hole negative 7,000 points.
But even though the woman, I mean, he's just poking her for the heck of it?
Yeah.
They don't this even know each other.
Make this make sense to me. Make it make sense to me.
None of it.
Because math ain't mathing, okay?
This is probably the most complicated storyline for me.
TLC has blew it out the water with this couple. Because it's fake. You can tell it's fake.
Well, she has a six-year-old son, and she said that she split with the dad before. She said she wanted two kids before they were able to have another child. So that's
she
how they met.
Said that her freaking biological watch is ticking. This bitch doesn't know what she's talking about either.
Wait, how old did she say she was? 39.
39.
Right? Well, that would
not
be
a watch. It's a clock.
It's a clock, or I like to call it like a stopwatch. Because it's the time is going down, right? It's like a countdown. No, a countdown, right? It's like a countdown. You know, and
she'll never earn enough points before her watch battery dies. It's over.
I think the point system was what it was for me that got me. You know, like I have an open mind, right? Like I have an open mind. I give everybody the benefit of a doubt. But when he got there and she tried to kiss him and he's like, oh, no, you don't have enough points. And it's just, it's wild to me because it's almost like he doesn't have like the relationship etiquette to have like a normal relationship because he's been doing this weird thing for so long. Because when they were interacting, it was really awkward. And I was like, well, that's because he's usually meeting up with random women and they have sex and then they don't. And then he gets on a plane and leaves. There's no real relationship skill in that because he said in the last 2 years I think he went on two dates and I'm gonna say those women probably heard about what he was doing and blocked him, right? I'm assuming they blocked him, right? I can't imagine that any woman would hear that and not say should I call the police or should I just block him, right? Like I can't imagine the thought process of that and how you would explain it that it's a hobby because I've never heard of anybody say that something like that is a hobby because even people who do these donations, like when you look at the profile of the man, they have an occupation, you know, they like to go skiing or, you know, whatever they do, like they have all these things that make them interesting. Him, he's just an accountant who likes to inseminate people. Right.
He had to have watched 90 Day Fiance and he had to have watched Sarper because he has given me Sarper vibes so bad. I mean, there is no possible way that man knows exactly how many kids he's got, where they at, where they live. It's like, come on.
Does I hope his ass gets nailed for child support for all of them.
So, wait, do you think that he has like a Sarper notebook where he writes down all the women that he's...
Hello? I mean, he was like circling it on the map. He's like, yeah, I have a kid here. I have a kid here. I have a kid there. Let's move over to Asia. Let's move over to London. Let's move over to California. Like, hello?
See, that's the whole purpose of a clinic because the clinic makes sure that everybody's privacy is protected because he has a list of where these kids are. And okay, let's say worst case scenario, he decides he wants to have visitation with one of these kids. And since they didn't do it through the proper channels, what if he goes to one of these places and goes to the court and tries to get visitation? He might get it. You know, that child isn't protected. And let's say that lesbian couple who doesn't want a man around, they don't have any leg to stand on because they didn't go about it in the legal way. You know?
Yeah. This is all bullshit.
I call bluff until I see like some legit proof. He's lying. Yep. TLC just trying to fool us. They giving us a Sarper Jr. is what they done did.
I did see on Twitter, he was on another TV show before about this sperm donation.
Surprise.
So I'm going to send you guys what I saw so you can see, but this is not a new thing for him. He was on another TV show. I can't remember the name of it now, not more than a few years ago. It was a while ago, talking about the same exact thing. So I'm going to send that to you guys so you can all get a little more updated on this dude and his whereabouts. Oh, but we saw in the preview, the guy from Italy, he was dating this young lady, and he's really big on threesomes. But what really caught my attention, other than he said he had over 10 threesomes, which is a lot, he said that he was interested in her cousin, and he was interested in having a threesome with her and her cousin, which I thought was just completely disgusting, right? Like, that they're related, right? It's disgusting. And instead of her ending the relationship and knowing that this guy has issues, she was talking to her friend about it like it was negotiable, I guess. Like, I was like, well, why would you even have that conversation with anyone? That's your cue to break up. Because she was like, what do you care about more, me or threesomes? And he said both. He said that he was interested in both equally. And I can't imagine. But I have to remember, it's 2024, and there are people who are polyamorous, and it's very easy to maintain a relationship with multiple partners, but it can't be with people you're related to. That's out of the question, right? Like, nobody in your
family. I don't know, because sister wives, I mean, they were all related.
Were they? Hold on, sister stop. Wives? Were they?
And sister wives, they were related. Yeah.
No. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Yeah, they
were. I've been watching Sister Wives since the very first show. Yes, they were.
Related how?
They were related. They were related. Either by blood, or they were in-laws. In-laws.
In-laws is a little different, okay? Because that's by...
It's still relation. You're still related to them.
Well, yeah, no.
But there's Janelle. Was it Janelle and Mary? They were their cousins.
See, I didn't know that. That's illegal. I thought it was illegal to marry.
And then Robin is Robin is Cody's cousin. Robin is Cody's cousin's ex-wife.
Oh, I mean, that's a little different. That's a little
different.
They're not blood related.
Blood related.
Well, I'm pretty sure they can't be blood related. It's illegal, and I think in all states to be blood related and get married. I'm pretty sure
the women are in the family. Yeah, they're related.
That's crazy.
Oh, well, the women aren't married to each other, so it wouldn't be illegal, but I guess.
Still, your husband is laying down with one of your family members.
Nope.
That's disgusting.
Not happening.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
So as of right now, Kyle is my least favorite couple until next.
Why? I'm interested in the craziness. You know, I like the craziness. I think that this is gonna be
bring me real drama. This is bullshit made up. Bottom of the barrel.
He was on another show like 5 or 6 years ago doing the same thing. So maybe it's not all fake. The number is probably inflated. Pushing 100 kids seems almost impossible, right?
The guy dated someone in high school, knocked her up, then dated someone in college, knocked her up. Now there's two babies out there somewhere, so now he's a sperm donor.
I think the number has to be inflated. Just like Sarper's number, it's inflated. It can't possibly be that you have almost 100 children. Like, even in the sister wives community, where the guy had like 5, 6, 7 wives, they didn't have 100 children, right, Dee Dee? I'm pretty sure that number wasn't that high. It just doesn't seem possible to me. So
it wasn't that he had 4 of them, so he had 4 wives.
I go to where the drama's at, and I'm gonna watch this season just for the. I think Kyle is gonna be interesting either way. You know, I don't think the relationship with him and Annie is gonna work out. I think that she's got enough sense to run away. But I think that so far it was a strong season opener. Oh, Cody Brown has 19 kids. Yeah, see, exactly. Just 19 kids. And he had, what, 4 or 5 wives?
4 wives.
So, yeah, the number, it's inflated. I don't see how he successfully impregnated almost, I think he said 81. It would have been 81 with the kids that were in process. I don't know. Like,
one-shot wonders, too. That's having sex one time.
Yeah.
Fly into the
they fly out, have sex one time, and he's saying that he's getting women pregnant. if he was doing that, he would be in the Guinness Book of World Records, right? Like, I'm pretty sure if a man was able to knock up that many women on a one-shot try, we would have heard about him before now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like that would have been something that popped up somewhere on some show and we would have heard about it. Because there are people who have sex for years before they get pregnant, right?
Like, would be awesome. You want to bring me some drama? Let's hook him up with Nikki Exotica and see how fast she gets pregnant.
And not tell him that she's the trans and see him. Yep.
So we'll see how fast it happens.
See, you're gonna,
magically gets them pregnant on the first.
Have a brain aneurysm trying to figure out why he can't get her pregnant. He'll have an aneurysm. He'll be like, I don't get it.
No, he'll just put her down as a freaking number. And then on the next season, he'll be like, no, I've got 72 babies out there.
Yeah, until we see pictures and DNA tests, we're skeptical, yep. Kyle. We're very skeptical, you know? And it's easy to put out a number when there's no paperwork, there's no proof, you know, there's no facility that can verify anything.
Yep.
And I'm still leaning towards whatever he's doing is probably not legal. Because there's facilities that do it, so it leads me to believe if a facility is doing it, it's necessary.
I wonder if he's a, what do you call them? Are they called a gigolo? I wonder if he's a gigolo.
Liar. That's what they call him.
I mean, I know he's a liar, but I'm talking about, I wonder if he's like, he considers himself like a gigolo. Because that's what gigolos do.
Didi,
I don't know.
Would you pay to have sex with Kyle?
Hell no.
You couldn't pay Didi to have sex with him, let alone pay her pay. No way.
No.
I don't think he's a gigolo because I don't think that he would attract the clientele needed to maintain being a gigolo.
I don't know, because gigolos, they always like the women that can't supposedly get men, they will pay a man to have sex with them.
Women who are paying are very picky on what they want. So, like, if I don't know how relevant this is, but I watched the show Gigolos back in the day. I think it was on, like, HBO. Women are pretty picky. So, yeah, they might not look the way they want. And they don't think they can attract the men that they want. But it's basically like a brothel. They walk in and they pick the guy that they want out of, like, the lineup. Like, you could go on the website on the show and they could pick the guy they wanted. So, I think this, if she's got the money,
make it to the W-2, let alone get a job there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't look like a gigolo. No. You have to look a certain way. You know, a lot of people have to want to purchase your services. I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't see that. And like what he's selling us on the show, I'm not seeing it, because let's say he does do this insemination. Let's say he might get 2 or 3 women a year that inquire. I'll buy that. I'll take that and he can run with it. But the fact that he's so busy that he had to become a remote accountant to keep up with the clientele that he needs to inseminate, I can't take that and run with it. It's just unrealistic for me.
I can't
run with it. Oh, TJ and Pineapple. Yeah, so I can't run with that. It's unrealistic for me. But again, this season, there's a lot. They did a good job with casting. A lot of the guys were from LA. Did you notice that? Like, Luke was from LA, who was driving the company truck because he couldn't even afford a car, because he sent all of his money to Madeline, she's very pretty, you know, she's definitely a sugar baby. I think that Jasmine and her might have known each other at one point, right? I think that they were definitely, he took him for everything he was worth, and now he is running out of money, so I can't wait to see her reject him, because he's like, oh, I hope she'll just accept me for me, and I'm like, she never accepted you for you. She didn't show us pictures of you and her and her package. She showed us pictures of the shit you bought her.
Yeah.
Like, she was never into you.
And for the record, they're all three from LA. All three of them.
All three were from LA. Yeah, you're right. Because Sean said he lived in NYC and LA because he was a hairstylist.
He is a hairstylist. Yep. So we got someone else famous on the show. So yeah. It's like,
Housewives and Ugly Betty, both shows that I watched. So I was kind of interested. I was like, whoa, he was creating the looks that I saw on these shows. So you're right. We're always getting, and then Kyle was on a TV show before. So you're right. We're always getting people who have a career in acting or in the entertainment industry. And, you know, we've been talking about that. Why can't we just get regular people? again.
Yeah.
Are regular people not signing up, or are regular people getting denied because they haven't been on TV? Yeah. That's the question.
They're probably getting denied, so.
Well, the Sharp
people bring better drama, and they can regular people bring better drama than people that's been like on camera or acting or whatever, because it's all it is an act.
Yep.
If you're an actor, you're acting, and we don't want to see acting. If I wanted to watch acting, I would go and watch a scripted TV show.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose, and I lean towards reality TV because I like to see something real. And I feel like they're taking that away from me. And I hate it. I hate watching scripted reality. Yep. I want to watch real people throw stuff at each other, right? Yep. Like Kim throwing a milkshake in Usman's face. I like that.
Yeah, or
Danielle taking that huge binder and launching it at Muhammad's head. I was down. I was good. I'm not saying that I condone that. But I was very, very entertained. And if they want to give me more of that, I'm definitely good. I would love that.
Yeah, really. Real stuff. We're tired of seeing famous people. We want to see real people with real problems, with real issues that are really psycho.
Yeah.
The crazier, the better. You know, like, we don't discriminate. Nobody needs to be sane. Everybody can just be batshit. We're totally fine with that. You don't have to have any sanity in you at all. All right. Yep. So we're going to wrap this up. Next week, we'll be back for Happily Ever After, episode 7. Crazy, right? We're already 7 episodes in. We're almost 2 months in. Still no Angela and Michael. I know there's theories. We're going to be talking about that as well next week for what we think is going on with them. And we'll be back next Monday night for Love in Paradise, episode 2. We're going to meet the rest of the couples, which I'm pretty excited about. There's a guy who's obsessed with threesomes and people's cousins. So it's getting weird. And then we're going to watch MILF Manor next week, and then I will probably do the podcast on Tuesday. So I'll make sure I post it out so everybody knows what's going on with that as well. Thank you to my co-hosts for joining me tonight. Cara and Didi, make sure you're following them on all social media platforms. They're tagged in this video. Make sure you're following me also on social media at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. Thank you guys for joining us tonight, and we'll talk to all of you guys really soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.